Greetings to all of our family and friends. I want to welcome you to our Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast. It is an honor to be with you today. We are back in the studio. God is moving tremendously. I want to greet all of our online guests so far. Sister Priscilla, so good to see you. Bless you, Sister Nina. The Lord bless you, Sister Valerie. The Lord bless you. Sister Rose Bonet, the Lord blessings to you as well. Sister Margaret, thank you for joining us. Sister Brandy, Sister Deborah, thank you. Sister Morgan, thank you for being with us. Sister Lisa Alma, thank you for being with us. I'm going to ask you if you can, and if you would, to do that work of the evangelist and to share the podcast and share the good news of Jesus. I believe God wants to speak to us. Let me know that you can hear us just fine. All should be well. We're glad you're among us. We're glad you're here. We believe God is going to speak in a tremendous way to you and minister greatly to your the point of your need. So if you can, I'm going to ask you to grab your device as I'm just about to do. Thank you for sharing, Sister Nina. Shalom, Sister Nicole. Thank you for being with us. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to grab my device here. I'm going to do that work of the evangelist, if you could. And just go to that that podcast there and hit the share button, hit the like button. We're going to ask that God would increase. Let me know you can see me okay. We pray that God would glorify his name through this podcast and that he would be exalted in our time together. So we're believing for God to release grace and wisdom, power and revelation concerning our hearts and our minds. Shamila, so good to see you. Greetings. Cindy Valencia, welcome. Thank you. I believe God is going to share a word. It's one we're going to, I believe God is going to release impact concerning those on the podcast. So thank you for being with us, Sister Deborah. I'm going to get straight to the Word of God. We're going to be a little bit shorter today with our podcast, and they're going to put a web email address on the line, and it's rtanationspartners@gmail.com. RTA, and in just a few moments we're going to teach half of the message. The other half is going to be on a Zoom that is open to everybody. Tomorrow night there'll be a private Zoom that we're going to be having with myself and another guest. That's for partners only. Right about 7:30 is our podcast time tomorrow, and that's for partners only. But I'm going to encourage you, if you want to get the second part of what we're going to be teaching, it'll be open to everybody. That'll be just in about 25 or so minutes, 25 to 30 minutes. So please be sure to send us your email. Bless you, Brother Gilbert. So good to see you. Let us know you're on, and we believe God is going to minister. So rtanationspartner@gmail.com. Write that down, and you can send them that email. So I'd like the link. It's a free link. You can come in. I'm going to be face to face with some of you and be able to prophesy just a little bit, conclude this word that we're going to begin, and have a little bit more time in a different aspect. So we're looking forward to that in a mighty, mighty way. Let's get started with the word of the Lord. We're going to Romans chapter 8:21, but we're going to start with a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence and we ask you to minister to us with wisdom, with knowledge, with revelation, with counsel. We pray that the mind of God would be clear, that we would hear from you and be transformed. Open up the eyes of our spirit, reveal mysteries, reveal revelations, reveal truth in the inner man, and manifest your presence and your power in a deep and mighty way. Speak to our hearts, minister to our spirits, that which is living, that which is true, and that which is of your glory and your honor. I ask you now to reveal your purpose and your plan, and that you would get glory in Jesus' name. If you agree, somebody say amen and amen. We're going to the book of Romans chapter number 8, and our key verse is verse 21. We're going to be talking today about the generation of seekers, those that will seek the face of God. And I believe God has something powerful in mind. Bless you, Sister Nadine. So good to see you on the line, to you and your husband. Bless you, Patricia. So good to see you. A generation of seekers. Blessings, Laverne. Thank you for being with us. Romans 8:21 says that the creature itself, or creation, has a being. And that creation is going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. I'm going to repeat that again. All of creation has a being, has a self, has an autos. It reflects those that have dominion over it. And this is why you can look at creation and you can see that animals' natures have changed. Not all of them. There are good animals, there are good dogs, and there are what they call bad dogs, not because they're evil, but because of those that have led them. Blessings, Pastora Lorraine, thank you for being with us from Fresno. Yolanda, thank you for being here. Anna Rosa, so good to see you. But let me encourage you that eventually you will see the lamb lay down with the lion. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is going to come to the earth, and his will is going to be done in the earth as it is in heaven, and creation will come back into order. Creation will come back into alignment. Bless you, Brother Frank Castanon. So good to see you, my friend. God bless you. But creation is going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption. Slavery is a byproduct of corrupted leadership. Bondage is slavery, and corruption is perverted power. Corrupt leadership. When leadership and authority is used for self and not the good of people, not the good of the kingdom, it is called corruption. So corruption isn't simply perversion or wickedness. It is perverted authority. When a man uses power or a woman uses it for themselves, I keep repeating this. Why? Because God wants to bring justice in these realms. Go back to verse 21. The creature will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So the Bible speaks of a generation, bless you, Sister Jackie, a generation that walk in the glory that produce liberty in a time and in a season. That's right, justice, the God of righteousness, the God of holiness, the God of soundness, the scales. We're going to go to the book of Psalms chapter 24, and this is a very special week. We are in RTA week, which means we're getting ready to raise the altar in San Diego. And the title of this month's RTA is Next Gen, Seek My Face. We're going to the book of Psalms chapter 24 and going to begin the reading of God's word at verse number 6. Psalms 24 verse 6 says, this is the generation. I want you to say that with me. Say, this is the generation. You're watching, just say it out of your mouth. Say, this is the generation that will see the glory of God. Say that this is the generation that will see the kingdoms of this earth become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. This is the church that will see the gates of hell not prevail. This is the generation that will see signs and wonders and souls come in and God's power. I know the devil has a plan, and his plan is to steal and to kill and to destroy. His plan is to take what is not his, to rob, to steal. But I want to decree God has a greater plan. Bless you, Minister Ruben. So good to see you. He says that this is the generation, verse 24, verse 6. This is a generation of them that seek him, that seek God. I want to tell you, this generation wants God. You say, well, not really. No. They don't want religion. They want God. They don't want traditions. They want God. They want to encounter him. They want to know him. They want to be known of him. They want to walk with him. They want to encounter the... This is a generation that will seek the face of God. And the world calls this generation the Jacob generation. What is Jacob? The supplanter, the trickster, the deceiver, the broken, the generation that is hopeless and helpless and counted out. But God is counting in what man is counting out. I'll say this again. God is counting in what man has counted out. I want you to go to Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to reshare this. I preached this at a camp last year. I'm going to reiterate this word. Matthew 17 verse 15. The Bible speaks of a boy, this young man, this boy, and this boy has a condition. The Bible calls him lunatic. And the word lunatic means moonstruck. All right, it means that there's a spirit in this boy, a force on this boy who is so surrounded him that weariness and tiredness and depression. I've never seen so many young people tired, weary, frustrated. You're young. And again, I've said this before. Why do 15-year-olds and 17-year-olds need monsters and Red Bulls and energy drinks? You're at the prime of your life. What's happening here? The Bible says even the youth will go weary and they will begin to faint. What's happening here? The devil is attacking this God-ordained generation. He said, Lord, have mercy on my son. Have mercy on my daughter. Why? Have mercy. For there is a spirit of lunacy, a spirit of delusion on them. Now, maybe not everywhere, but I know in this nation, this generation has it more oftentimes than not. Not everywhere, and I can't make this blanket statement, but more oftentimes than not, this generation had it better than we had it. They've got more comfort. They've got more resource. They've got more blessing. But they seem to be the most discontent. This spirit of not necessarily ungratefulness, but not realizing how good they have it. And we can't understand, if I had it the way you had it, I would have been grateful. But there's a spirit attacking them to bring them into delusion, a spirit of depression, a spirit of suicide, a spirit of lunacy. A spirit of strong delusion to attack our children, to make them not see the good that is in them, but only the worst. Here is what it says, that this spirit vexed them. It tormented them. And this is what the enemy is using. Now, I'm not against devices. I'm not against video games. I'm not against television, as long as you pray over what you're watching. But I do know by the Holy Ghost, there are certain waves. There are light waves and there are sound waves. And I remember in the 80s and in the 90s, somebody remember way back then, but they would play the records backwards. You know, they had vinyl back then, maybe 70s and 80s, they had vinyl. What's vinyl? It's a record. And they would take the record and they would put the record backwards. And your favorite song and your favorite rock star or your favorite, whatever it was you wanted to hear, they would play it backwards and it would say something inside of the record, like kill, 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 murder, murder. And we thought it was just music. We thought it was just a song. And there was messages hidden inside of the record. I don't know if you remember that. But I saw this, that the enemy is trying to bring our children into a trance. It's trying to depress them. It's trying to engulf them into this spirit. And there are hidden waves in these shows and in these games. And am I saying all games have it? No, I'm not saying that. Am I saying all shows have it? No. But you've got to be discerning in the Holy Ghost to what is being allowed into your house. I'll say that again. You've got to be discerning what you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're laughing at. Because what we can endure, it is captivating our children. It is bringing them into slavery and to bondage. It's gone from entertainment to containment. They're now contained. Now they're vexed. Keep reading. For he's a lunatic. He's in delusion. He's in confusion. And something in the atmosphere. Lunatic here is moonstruck, meaning because of what's happening in the heavenlies, it's taking hold of his mind. And now there's a vexing happening, a tiredness, a weariness, a depression where they don't want to live. They've got everything to live for. And one of the highest rates, I think the age is now from 14 to 23 of murder. It was of death among these. It's now suicide. It's gone up about three notches. One of the second or third leading causes of death in young people is suicide. They're killing. Why are they doing it? It's a spirit that has been unleashed from the pit of hell to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I came to decree in the name of the Lord, these children are going to serve God. I said, these children are going to encounter oftentimes, which means continually, he falls into the fire. Number one, the fire. Number two, he falls into the water. Number two, the water. So this generation wants the water and this generation wants the fire. Now, I know in this connotation, the devil's using it to try and destroy the boy. But I want to tell you, here's what God told me. There is a generation, apostle, pastor, evangelist, that doesn't want religion. They don't want tradition. They don't want ritual. Now, nothing wrong with being faithful, but they want the presence of God. They don't want to hear about him. They want to feel him. They want to know him. They want to encounter him. And I declare there is a generation that is looking for the fire, and the generation is looking for the water. I'll say this again. There's a generation. Now, the Bible says of Jesus, that Jesus would baptize with water. Jesus would baptize with water, and Job's John was to baptize with Jesus would baptize with water, and John's job was to baptize with water, and Jesus would baptize with fire. Jesus is the baptizer, is the baptizer. If I'm going to show you that, go with me to the book of Matthew. Stick with me a moment. He will baptize with fire. We're going to Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Let's read there. Matthew 3. John, I indeed baptize you with water. So who is speaking here? John the baptizer. So water is about repentance. Yes, it's about forgiving. I believe that. I believe in baptizing for salvation. I'm with that. But here is what the Bible says. Baptism is about renewing of the mind, a change of thought. This word repentance is the Greek word metanoia. So here's what John said. I indeed baptize you with water. So who's coming with water? John. John is bringing a baptism that is going to metanoia, change of mind, change of thoughts, change of ideas, change of concepts, change of thinking. So the purpose of the water baptism of John is to change the mind. It's to change the thoughts. Now, once God has allowed through water to wash your mind, to change, then he comes. Say then. Then there's one that comes after that is greater than I, whose shoes he's not worthy to bear. He will baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So there are two baptisms: water baptism for the renewing of the mind, and fire baptism by the Holy Ghost for the empowerment to live this thing out. And Jesus's job is to baptize with water. This generation, Matthew 17:15, is after the fire and after the water. Matthew 17:15, I'll say it again. This, Lord, have mercy on my son. Now, who's coming to Jesus? Not the boy, the father. I need to tell you right now, you're on the line and you're worried about your boy. You're worried about your girl. You're worried about your son, your daughter, your grandson. I want to say to you, by the Holy Ghost, there is power in dad and mom to heal the children. The faith of mom and dad is enough. The faith of mom and dad is enough. I want to say this again. God is dealing with the father, and the father is standing in the hedge for the son. I want to tell you, you're standing for your children. You're standing for the people around you. And the faith of mom and dad is, I've got to quit in a moment. We're getting ready to go over to that Zoom, and I want to continue there. But look at verse 16. The next verse tells us, and he brought him to his disciples, and they could not heal him. Why? Because they were trying to cast out the demon from the boy and not with the father. This was about generations. This was about legacy. See, they tried to get the demon out of the boy, but in order for the demon to come out of the boy, God had to deal with the father. There are some things that don't happen in the children till it's done in the mom and the dad. It don't happen into the children till it happens in the grandparent. This is a generation. Where is that in the word? Let me show you. Verse 17, I'm gonna compound this. We're gonna pick this back up on our Zoom in just a moment. Here is what 17 says. And Jesus answered and said, "Oh, faithless and perverse what? Generation." Here is the issue. The issue, it's a generational thing. This is a he didn't say, oh faithless apostles. He didn't say, oh faithless dad for not having faith. He didn't say, oh faithless boy. He said, oh faithless and perverse generations. Bless you, Pastor Jaime. So good to see you. It's a generational power. It's a genealogy. Generations in the Bible, in science, they're called genetics. And it's being passed down. How long shall I be with you? And I must suffer with you. Bring him to me. Now, based on the authority of the Father, I'm going to rebuke this devil. And the Bible says, verse 18, and the demon departed, and the child was made whole from that very hour. And the disciples, verse 19, and then the disciples came apart, meaning at a later time. They said, why could we not get this devil out? We've cast out demons, we've healed the sick, we've been using this anointing you've given us. How come it couldn't come out? Verse 20, he said, and Jesus said, because of your unbelief. There was unbelief in this generation. It was not just Paul, or it was not just Peter or James or John. There was something in their generation. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as of a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, be removed. So what was the issue? Unbelief. And unbelief is a generational spirit. Verse 21, howbeit, this kind only goes out by prayer and fasting. Last point before we shift over. The word kind, verse 24. Now I was reading, I've never heard anyone else share this. Now, nothing wrong with hearing revelations from other men of God. That's imperative. But I've never heard. The Lord said, son, look up the word kind. Stay there, verse 21. How be this kind? And I always thought kind meant type. Bless you, Brother Ray. So good to see you. I thought kind meant type, this class. He said, son, you know, look at it from another lens. Look at it. And I opened up the word kind in my Strong's Concordance. This kind only comes out. And that word kind is the word genos, which is kindred, from the word kindred, offspring, family, generation. This kindred, this generation, it's a generational thing, son. When you pray and you cast and you put oil and this thing doesn't leave, it's a generational thing. And the only way to get this thing out, you're going to have to pray, yes, amen, and go into fasting to break this generational cycle. I'm done. Blessings, Brother Marco. So good to see you. God bless you, sir. Bless you, Sister Gloria. I'm going to pray with you. And we're going to dismiss you. We're going to continue this in the Zoom. They're going to put this email up. If you would like to join us in just about 10 minutes, we're going to be right there. And this is RTA Partners. You don't have to be a partner, but I'm going to meet you there. We're opening up for people to see what we're doing. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be teaching at 7:30 Pacific time or California time. And it will be just for partners. And I'll have a special guest. One of our prophetic apostolic voices will be with me to help me teach, ask questions, prophesy directly to you. That's what we're looking to do. You want to be a part of that? Just go ahead and now get that email. Send an email. So send me the link and my administrative team will get that link. Lord, I pray over those watching as they keep that email online, that this thing that they're dealing with is generational. They prayed and they prayed and they prayed and they've called to you and they've put oil and it hadn't moved. Hear me by the Spirit. God loves you, sir. He loves your family, but this is generational. And God says, I'm going to heal generations. I'm going to heal systematically these bloodlines are going to be made well. They're going to be whole. These mutations of cancer, these mutations of gender confusion, these mutations of perversion. And it's not just a spirit. It is a generational impact. You didn't do anything wrong. God's not mad at you, sir, but you have an answer in the name of Jesus. And there is a power that's greater than this spirit of perversion in the bloodline, this spirit of confusion, this spirit of lack of identity, this spirit that is trying to hold them now. In the name of Jesus, bless you, Brother Edmund. God says, I have an answer for you, and I have a hope in you. And as you seek my face, says the Lord, I'm going to make them well. I'm going to make them whole. And I'm going to use them for my glory. I'm going to use them for my honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say amen.
Thank you for listening to Freedom Global Prophetic Podcast with Apostle Nathaniel Leon. Stay up to date with our latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app, YouTube, or by liking us on Facebook at This Rock International. Thank you for listening and have a blessed day.